right, we're back. And in our continuing series on authors, joining us today is Ann Stone. She is the author of My Family Compass. It's published by Trafford, T-R-A-F-F-O-R-D. You can go on trafford.com, barnesandnoble.com, or amazon.com. The book is published in paperback and hardcover. And I want to give you Ann Stone's website. It's thefamilycompass.blogspot.com. Ann, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, a little bit about this about the story. It's a nonfiction story, correct?
Well, actually, it is a true story. It's my personal experience within my family. And I was inspired to write this story after the passing of my parents, because unbeknownst to me, when they both passed away, the entire structure of my family changed. And what happened was it actually brought about the true dysfunctional dynamics within the family.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of you talk about it in the book, deception and greed. You talk about pain. This appears to have been a horrific experience. Was writing this book a catharsis to you as well as something you wanted to write to get a message out to others?
Absolutely. I initially started writing to heal, to vent. And only in doing about three chapters, I realized I have a story to tell. And what really came to the surface is that I'm not alone in this saga. There are so many people out there hurting. They feel alone on this journey, and they needn't be. And in reading someone else's story and experience can help you heal.
There are a lot of events. How do you justify the title name, A Family Compass? Is this based upon perhaps the compass direction has changed over the years with this process?
Absolutely. And again, I can't tell you how it came to my mind, but in writing my story, all of a sudden, events and memories were flooding back, things that I buried long ago without realizing it. And when I was a little girl, my grandpa used to have a 1950s Buick. I'm sure your audience, a lot of them don't remember them, but they used to have these large compasses on the head, on the dashboard. And as a little girl, I remember it always wobbled all over the place until grandpa got that car on course. And what occurred to me is, in my life, and I think in most people's lives, we all have an individual compass, and we also have a family compass. And I thought, what better title than to call it My Family Compass? And that I didn't have to necessarily follow, the family compass that was taught to me. I could change the course of my individual compass and live a happy and positive life.
Yeah, but it wasn't always that way. And we always feel we're alone. I'm making a generalization here. When we hear stories like yours, we realize that in so many ways, we all share experiences in life, both of great tragedy and hopefully in more cases than not, rewarding, wonderful, empowering experiences. When did this this journey of misery and deceit and loneliness, how did it start? When did it start?
Well, I would have to say, Stu, that unfortunately, it all started a long time ago when I was a little girl. But when you're a child, you're unaware of all of those things that are taking place. I do believe as children we absorb everything around us, our surroundings and the emotions, like a sponge, as I did. But it wasn't until after my parents passed away, specifically my father, because he being the head of the household and he was very strong and he kept things very structured, when he died, that's when it started to crumble, because my mother, who always suffered from a mental illness, she was now elderly, and now her illness became tenfold, and certain siblings stepped to the plate and just increased it. And I was always the shy one, and I found myself kind of stepping forward and questioning. behavior that I had accepted all of my life. Well, that shook everybody up. But once you evolve, you can't go back. You have to go forward.
Well, I wanted to ask you that particular question, Anne. We all have moments in our lives where we feel hopeless and lost, and we need to either change the compass, as the title of your book so well personifies, or make that dramatic move to keep us from sinking into that deep pit. What would you consider those landmark moments, or that watershed moment that you finally were able to shake loose of this and get your life steered in the right direction?
Well, I would have to say it was a memory that came back to me, and it was when I went to an acupuncturist about 5 years ago. And I had, my family wasn't on my mind. I went for something else to relax. And I was so shocked and stunned that after the session ended and the acupuncturist came back in, that a memory came flooding back, and I just broke down in tears. I mean, I was really sobbing. And I was able to reveal a memory of being abused as a child. And I was shocked that I was revealing this incredible memory to someone that I had never met. And they encouraged me to go and speak to a professional, which I did. And once I was able to get that to the surface, that's when I believe my journey really started, because then I really started going within, and I was remembering things, and I put it to pen, and it has helped me tremendously. But more interesting is that as I was writing, it was connecting all the dots, and it all came together for me. And as I wrote, and initially I was writing in blog format, and I was getting so many hits, a couple of thousands of hits, and I thought, I'm not alone in this journey. Everyone is reading because they are relating in some fashion or another.
How are you doing today, Anne? How is your life today?
My life is happy, relaxed. I have a wonderful, supportive husband who I met later in life at the age of 48. And I believe that he came into my life because I was ready. I was complete. I don't believe in 50% and 50% make 100%. I believe when you're talking partnerships and going forward in life, 100% and 100% is more right. And he is very supportive. He has gone through the journey with me, and I with him. I have two fabulous adult children who, by the way, Stu, in my writing my story, has helped them on levels that I never would have imagined. My daughter would call me after she would read my book, and she said, "Mommy, I can't get over how this book is helping me."
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great to hear.
Yes.
What was the most difficult part of writing the book?
Well, the most difficult part was, after my mother passed away, the most difficult part of the book, the section of the book, was writing about the abuse, because it was abuse that was done by my mother, and I had never shared it with anyone before. And as a matter of fact, I didn't even look at it as abuse, because I thought I was alone in the world, that no mother does this to a child or to a daughter. And it was only in writing about it and going into professional therapy that they acknowledged, oh, this happens more than you realize. And here I kept this bottled up in my mind, in my life, all to myself, thinking, what did I do wrong? It must have been because of the kind of child I was. And I was taking all the blame for this, and it wasn't my fault. And once I was able to let that go, I haven't looked back since.
Well, you made an important point in how people are focused on self-blame until they can project those feelings of blame on themselves. Yes. And understand that they're innocent. They can't make the change. In conclusion, what would you like to say to your readers in terms of what you haven't said about why they should buy the book, and any specifics you'd like to add?
specifics I'd like the readers to know is that no matter what you're going through in your life, the pain, the loss, you are not alone. You can talk to other people. You can read. There are so many outlets out there to help you. But do pick up the book and read it. I promise you, it, although the topic sounds rather sad and negative, it's not. I write with poems and wonderful, fabulous quotes written by many people who lived full lives. You can live a full and happy life, but not until you conquer these demons. Well, it sounds difficult, but once you do it.
And you've done such a superlative job on talking about the book, and I hope people go out and buy it. My Family Compass and Stone by Trafford. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Stu. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thank you.